I next want to call on Henry Waxman, who's chairman of a subcommittee in the House that deals with all health matters that aren't dealt with in the Ways and Means Committee. And Wilbur, of course, was interested across the board in health. And although we dealt with Part A of Medicare here in this committee, Henry Waxman's concerns and Henry Waxman's responsibilities were also very close to Wilbur, and I'd like to ask him to speak next.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this opportunity to add a few words. We mourn the loss of a friend, but we also celebrate a life and a commitment to values of decency and concern for people. My experience with Wilbur Cohn was over these last 6 years when we are frustrated fighting to keep Social Security, keep Medicare, keep Medicaid, try to make incremental improvements here and there. Wilbur Cohn would come by and he'd say, "Why aren't we getting insurance for all the other Americans that aren't covered? What about the 37 million who don't have any protection whatsoever? What about the inadequacies in this program? You're making changes here and there, but there's so many things we must do." And for those of us who fight a day-to-day life of trying to keep the programs intact, he served as an inspiration that the job was much more than fighting for the status quo. The programs of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid stand as a tribute to Wilbur Cohn and so many other people that believed that what this nation is all about is not just to protect against foreign enemies, but to try to bring out the best in people, to try to provide real opportunities and not opportunities that won't be there if you're too ill and don't have a chance to have access to health care. And then after you've paid your dues, after you've paid your dues to society and paid into those funds for Medicare and Social Security, the commitment would be kept. He inspired us to make promises, and those of us who remain must do our best to keep them. Thank you very much.